talking a little bit earlier about NBA players being prolific when it comes to cheating and having girls in different area codes.
Yeah.
But Kristen Cavallari sat down with Alex Cooper and they talked about road beef.
I also feel like football is like one of the better schedules.
It's
like
not bad at all.
Baseball, it's like I'll see never.
Bye. Also, bye. That's why they have girlfriends in every city.
Every single city. They would always call it like road beef. And I was like, excuse me,
oh my gosh,
in front of me. And my boyfriend's friends would always be like, are road beef in like Minnesota?
I dated a baseball player who actually.
So women are road beef.
Road beef.
Yikes.
This is my new favorite thing to call women. Road beef.
Oh, come over to my side.
Yeah, like Jason Goodman.
No, that made me laugh so hard when I first heard it.
Get some road beef.
Road beef.
That's because you can have hoes in different area codes.
That's right. Luda's been telling us for years.
Sent flowers to me and one of my friends on Valentine's Day. I mean, this is so long ago. But yeah, I was like, oh.
Like, they have no shame. No shame. They're like, what?
No, literally. And totally told me he had a girlfriend up in San Francisco. Like, I mean, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, well. Hey, no, there's shame. Something about the honesty. Like, well,
wait, they're like, but like, she's my girlfriend in that city. Yeah, you're like,
you're here.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, dating a professional athlete, I mean, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, that would be so much.
As a woman.
Because you would just know.
If you dated the women's basketball team, you're not going to have to worry about that.
Because women aren't the ones cheating.
Well,
that's why it's the men. It'd probably be, the guy would still probably be like, yeah, I'm dating you and then somebody else.
Well, she's gone all the time, so yeah.
I was referring to more the sex.
Yeah,
it's not really there.
We know what you were referring to.
Yeah.
But it would still be the dude cheating.
I mean,
women cheat too.
Yeah, they do, but Jason's making the point about the women's basketball team.
Right.
Well, you would have to worry if it was the women's volleyball team, just not the basketball team.
Okay.
Jason thinks female basketball players are ugly.
Yeah, that's what he's
trying
to say.
I just think they're more manly.
Just say it. Don't waste 10 minutes. Just
say it. They're ugly.
Say it.
What is
this,
Matt? Don't waste 10 minutes. I just said it.
You didn't really say it.
You beat around the bush.
I don't know if they're ugly. They're just more manly.
Which you're not attracted to.
Because not really, no.
Not all of them.
They're manlier than you. That's why.
Women's volleyball, though. Holy cow. They're dressed half naked.
Well, even some of the softball, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I will say that men, overall, it says men are more likely to cheat. 20% of men have cheated. 13% of women, except the whores that are 18 to 29 years old. They're slightly more likely to cheat than their male peers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think everything I've seen online and stuff is like women just cheat differently.
Mm-hmm.
Better. They're better at not getting caught.
And emotionally.
Well, and think about it. I mean, think, okay. And that number, 20%, that's low.
For 18 to what?
Only 20% of men have ever cheated.
You think that's low?
Yes.
What stat are we talking about? Say it again.
Men are 20%. 20% of men cheat. And 13% of women cheat.
I don't know.
And this is marriage too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought just in general your whole life.
Oh, no, this says marriage.
Oh, okay. They cheat in their marriage.
Actually, men's rate goes up as women get older. Well, I can see that.
Do you just log on and then type in exactly what you want to say?
No.
Is that what it is?
I don't want to say that. Why would I want to say that more men are likely to cheat? It would be the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But you said younger women? Or
more 18 to 29 women, they slightly more than men. As women get older, it doesn't surprise me. We see this all the time with, look at the Patriots coach. We see this all the time with older men cheating with younger women.
I don't think she's much younger.
I don't
she's
think so either.
Is she not?
No.
Well,
that's nice of you to assume.
She looks younger, well, maybe, but she's not. I think she's in her 40s.
Did you finally see what I
we're talking about Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel, yeah.
Diana Russini.
That I told you, I think when we were talking about it, about how he said in the interview, early interview before their cheating began, allegedly, that Russini said to him, your wife is an epic athlete. And he goes, well, I mean, she was.
Yeah. It's so
it was everywhere.
Up.
It was everywhere after that. And I just thought,
that's kind of like he's like pushing her down because he's flirting.
Yeah. Diana Russini's 43.
Okay. And how old's he?
50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's similar. That's not
still
like,
younger.
But that's not like a, oh my gosh. It's not Belichick and.
No, it's not like that. But he did cheat and she is younger. She's not older.
And
you don't
she's
typically
cheating
see
too.
That.
Yeah, she's cheating on her husband too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but you think about this. For most women, even of average attractiveness, it may be even less. Wherever they go, a guy would. If you were in a room of 10 guys, probably there's 6 of them that would probably hook up with you.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And for men, it's not like that. So, I mean, for women, you have way more pressure, or you have way more
opportunity
to cheat.
If you're into that sort of thing.
No, no, but I'm saying, you just, I mean, especially if you know it, and if you're really attractive, you know, anywhere you go, at any time, a guy would be into you.
If you go to a bar and you really wanted to hook up with somebody and go home with them, women, they could do it instantly. Men, not as likely.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. I promise you, Katie.
Yes.
They're going home with somebody.
Not necessarily. You know? Well, no, I mean, you start choosing, it starts degrading your choices the later it gets.
I can confirm as a dude, you didn't always go home with somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
More often than not, you went home alone.
Yes.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got a ride from a friend, and that's who you went home with, but it was your boy, and he dropped you off, and then you went to bed.
Exactly. After you got something to eat?
Yes. Well, that was the currency. I want the ride, so I have to buy you food.
Yeah.
I'm spending extra money, and I'm not getting to hook up.
Yes. Right. And that's after you made 10 booty calls, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You tried.
Guess I'm more like a dude than I've ever known.
But Katie, if you were single right today, right now, mm-hmm. and you went to a bar,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I want to hook up with somebody, you could hook up with probably 15 dudes in the bar.
But I wouldn't, because I'd be sitting in the corner crying into my beer that I'm single again.
Right.
I'd be like, you definitely could.
You're right, Jared. I mean, I think Katie would be, you know, the later it gets, you probably have more opportunity too.
Hey, you know what?
At least you have the opportunity.
I'm sick of your mouth. I'm absolutely just sick of your mouth.
What?
I think that you come in here and then you think that you're like, I can just say whatever I want.
That was a compliment.
No, it wasn't. And then you're like, "What? Why are you being mean to me today?" Because of nonsense like
that. That is a compliment.
We're having a conversation and you just have to push me down.
Well, I think it's a compliment. Okay, you're still going to get hooked up with. There's some women that it's desperation. I don't think you're desperation.
Okay. I'm married happily.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about going into bars.
Yeah.
Right.
Because everything was all hypothetical, which makes your slamming of me even hurt
more
really
hurtful. Slamming.
It's like, I'm not in that position, but you decide to
And the
slam
reason
me
why
anyway.
I say that, I don't think you go out and dress. This is what
I
I'm talking about.
I
you
don't. Not,
dress.
It
doesn't matter, though.
Yeah.
Well.
It doesn't. Katie, I promise you, if she went into a bar tonight, anywhere, and she was the goal of hooking up, she could have her pick of almost any single dude.
Just
you
beat
think?
Him off with
yes.
sticks.
If a single dude that just wanted to hook up, yes.
Hello, have you met me? My personality's the best.
And I also think social media has changed so much since she was single. Her DMs would be flooded.
Oh, absolutely.
You see how they're lifting me up, Jason?
Look,
maybe you should take a page from their notebook.
I'm lifting you up.
My two most recent exes, if they posted any, if they post a photo with me,
uh-huh.
I remember Stephanie showing me her DMs in a relationship with me,
mm-hmm.
100 dudes that messaged her that day.
They didn't care about
you. Well, maybe they didn't realize you were together.
And if she posts anything, it's 100, they get on dating apps, 1,000 likes within 24 hours. Dudes, even if you're good looking, maybe 30.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just totally imbalanced.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like, If people know you're established married and stuff, but if you start doing like some thirst traps and like, wait, what's going on here? Then you'd be getting more DMs. If you were single and you posted just a selfie, would be flooded, Katie.
I tell Ben anytime, anyone, it obviously does not happen at all. I think I've only told him once, but I'm like, hey, did you see that? The guy said he liked my eyes.
Did you get hit on the line?
No.
You don't?
No.
Interesting.
We hang out with our friends. Like, I don't go.
Well, but you have girls' nights
or
days.
Yeah, but we're not talking to dudes.
But
the opposite of my girl. Like, when we go out for a girls' night, it is to be away from people who are talking to us. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we're there to talk to each other.
My children talk to me enough.
Yes.
But it's funny because the girls' nights, when they're going to bars late at night, you know.
I guess that's what we're not doing.
You're
that,
not doing
yeah,
that. Like,
yeah.
There's mm-hmm. actually like this female psychologist that talks about the danger of girls' nights, because like, why are you dressing half naked going, and you're all married, she's about married women, mm-hmm. and you're going out with your girlfriends to bars till 2 a.m. So if you want a real girls' night, you get together and you play mahjong, or mm-hmm. you get together and
that's what my
you, or, you, or you go to a wine place that's more female. Like, if you're going to be hit on, you're
and
going
then,
for validation,
yeah.
you're going, yeah. She says, stop with the crap.
I'm going to play mahjong, to drink a ton of wine, talk to all my girlfriends, and then get something to eat and be in bed by 9.
Right.
That's my goal.
And that's a safe
girl. That's my goal. Because also, I did it for years and years and years where it was like staying
single,
out till 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired.
Right. And you're single.
Yes.
I mean, you were single then. So yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely different for men and women. But yeah. So Kristen Cavallari talking about the road beef.
Road beef.
For professional athletes where mm-hmm. they go places that have girls in, you know, every area code.